Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I just made it into the studio in the nick of time. And I'm pissed off. Really pissed off. So, before I even start the show, let me get myself situated. Let me get my thoughts in order. Because the Celtics, they are in for a verbal ass whipping this morning. So the show will be starting in about a couple of minutes. But for now, just listen to New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down by LCD Sound System.
Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime.
Thank you. Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, all of you. Welcome to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Wednesday morning as I come to you live from the WMFO studios in Medford. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning, and frankly, I am not in the mood. I'm really not in the mood. It looks like the soundboard is not even working right. I can't get sound from the computer, and nothing seems to be working right at all. Like, I'm trying to get sound from the computer to play as part of the show, and that's not even operating right. I don't know why. This issue has been a thing now for a little bit, but that's really on a lower part of the list of why I'm really pissed off this morning. I'm pretty pissed off because, let's face it, there was an opportunity last night, and it was blown. I'm not a fan of blown opportunities. And if you're the Boston Celtics, you haven't really changed. You haven't really matured as much as you wanted us to think and believe that you did. And it deserves a full-blown blasting this morning. So if you have any thoughts and anything you want to add in terms of what's about to be a colossal tongue-lashing by yours truly towards the Boston Celtics, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Because, frankly, this is 100% very well deserved. Very. And I'm not about to apologize for what I'm about to say. Because if there's one thing that is abundantly clear to me, is that sometimes you are given an opportunity to really show that you've changed, to show that you've grown, to show that you've done better, to show that the lessons that were meant to be lessons were learned. That's what last year was supposed to be. In terms of, you get a lead late in the game, you hold on to that lead, you protect that lead, you do whatever you can to add to that lead. When you have your foot on the throat, you don't take your foot off said throat. You had an opportunity to prove that you've learned those lessons. And last night in a closeout game, you blew it. You absolutely blew it. And you want to know something? You want to know what makes this particularly bad? Here it is. You gave an Atlanta team that had no business winning last night's game new life. You gave an Atlanta Hawk team without DeJounte Murray, and all you had to worry about was Trae Young, new life, and this belief that, hey, maybe after all, we can force a game seven. This is part of the reason why I am as angry and as frustrated as I can remember in quite some time. Because this is so 100% deserved. I, for the life of me, need to know and I need to understand. What is it going to take for the Boston Celtics to really learn their lesson? Because to me, as of right now, ain't not much change. Ain't nothing really changed. And that's the part that is so particularly disheartening. That's the part in which I look at and I say about the Celtics team, you thought that you've learned a lesson, and they clearly didn't. So, for those of you that are that are just tuning in this morning, and those of you that may have missed last night's game for whatever reason, let me remind you all exactly of what had happened. Because for the life of me, even as I sit here in this chair, even as I sit here and do this radio show, I, for the life of me, had a very tough time last night trying to make sense out of what the hell we just witnessed. Because for me, I'm still trying to process what we saw last night. So I'm going to give you my sequence of events last night. So for those of you that are watching this segment live on Twitter Live, so I get home, it's early in the fourth quarter, and the Celtics, they finally have a lead. They have a big lead, and I'm actually in the process of getting ready to record a podcast that's dropping tomorrow. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not going to pay attention. I'm not going to give the game my entire attention and so forth. So I turn my head away for a few minutes to record this podcast. And I turn back after the fact the Celtics had a 13-point lead. And lo and behold, I couldn't believe what I saw. I'm serious. I could not believe what I saw. And you want to know what makes this so particularly bad? Is that maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to look back at this and laugh about it. But right now, this is horrible. This is horrible. But I don't get it. The tongue lashing now starts. Because this team is truly as immature as pre-teen individuals, or even worse, they're man children who think they got it all figured out, they don't need any sort of guidance, and that they think that their talent alone is going to win them a championship. They are so effing immature that their immaturity has yet again cost them a game, potentially open up a new door for the Atlanta Hawks to say, you know what? There's a chance. There's a chance. And then on top of that, this just brought back a whole set of issues that the Celtics had from even during the regular season. This was a team that was notorious for blowing big leads. And you'd think that once the playoffs began, this wouldn't be an issue. This wouldn't be something to worry about. Woo! I'm not worried about that. No! No! So, last night, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm trying to really, in all sorts of different ways, I'm trying my best to keep it together. But you know what? To hell with it. To hell with keeping it together. To hell with keeping it together. Because you know what? These Celtics played like complete a-holes last night. They played like complete a-holes, thinking that if they got this game wrapped, they showed no respect to their opponents. They showed an absolute level of complete ballersness. Like, where the hell did the collective nuts of the Celtics go? Where did it go? Oh, did it suddenly just say, hey, we're going to stay in Atlanta because we're going to continue to go to Waffle House and go to a damn dance club, and instead, we're going to take the big lead. We're gonna focus outside to Philly. This is all said and done. Uh-uh. This is exactly what they did last night. What they did last night was reinforce the idea that this team cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted with big leads. I mean, you would think that game four of the NBA Finals last year would be a lesson. You would think that the game against the New York Knicks would be a lesson. You thought that the game against the Brooklyn Nets would be a lesson. You thought that the game against the Cleveland Cavaliers would be a lesson. But no! No! It wasn't a lesson. If anything, it was more like, nothing to worry about. Because all you got is your goddamn talent. That's all you got. But when it comes to crunch time and protecting these leagues in meaningful games, all you got is the talent. All you got is the fact that we can show up on the court and we can kick the ass of the opposing team whenever we feel like it. But when things get tough and when things get tight, you show us exactly who you are. A bunch of gutless individuals who thought that for once in a closeout game, you have an opportunity to take care of business. Your slogan is unfinished business. Yeah, you did the one thing that you couldn't do. Finish. You couldn't finish. So honestly, I don't want to hear a damn thing from Celtics fans in terms of, like, oh, they'll be fine. They'll figure it out in game six. Because guess what? If you are still not getting the fact that this team does not understand how to close teams out and protect big leagues late in games, then I don't know what else is there to say. Because you have more than a sample size enough to actually know and see that they can't protect big leads. And then Jason Tatum, who is supposed to be your best player. What the freaking hell was that? 19 points, struggles mightily from the field, and it seems like between Tatum and Brown clearly had the better game, but my gosh. WMFO 855-915-9636. I have a lot more to say. So if you have any thoughts on last night's game, please feel free to share them. Share them with me. Call into the program. Because last night's loss was as bad as it got in quite some time. And I'm talking specifically in the playoffs. Shocker. This loss is probably worse than game four. Them blowing the lead with 7:29 remaining in the fourth quarter. This is probably even worse. And here's why. Because the only excuse, there's only one excuse I will give the Celtics in game four of the finals against the Warriors last year. Inexperience. That's the only excuse. After that happened the first time, and after everything that happened and transpired at the beginning of the second half of the regular season for the Celtics, you would think they've learned. And Jaylen Brown said it best after the game. You give a team life, you leave it to chance. And that's what we did. The Celtics love to dance with chance. And chance is one tough son of a gun. And it will kick your ass when you give it a chance. It was there for the taking, ladies and gentlemen. The Hawks were without DeJounte Murray. They were up by 13. They had an opportunity to shut down Trae Young, but Trae Young elevated his game when his team needed most, something that Tatum failed to do last night. And that is the God honest truth. Trae Young had 38 points last night and 13 assists. And oh, by the way, 16 of those points that Trae Young scored was in the fourth quarter. Which leads me to ask this following question. What a cold night that Tatum had. and the rest of the team at least shooting well. The Celtics lost despite shooting over 53% from the field, which blows my mind. Which truly blows my mind. Because I like to understand for the life of me. And I ask Celtics fans to call into the program 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, to explain to me, how is it that Tatum, who had a forgettable night, he was 1 for 11 from the three-point line, and he only had 19 points. And even though the lead was whittled down to 2 points in favor of the Celtics, with a minute 39 remaining, at least, and I mean at least, there was still a chance that the Celtics could have closed them out last night. Like, I mean, my gosh. I'm gonna take a break because I'm gonna take a break because right now there's more that I need to unload, and I'm gonna save it for the next segment because this is the kind of game that unveils some of the worst fears that I have about the Celtics team. And coming up next on the other side of this music break, there's a reason why last night's loss wasn't just simply a loss. There's an even bigger problem that I'm sure Celtics fans are aware of, but I'm going to actually spill out what I think the real issue is. That and much more coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Me Farm Radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Let's go!
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusserie Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, and globally on WMFO.org. As I'm here with you live until 11 a.m. Eastern. But I did say or tease on social media that I was going to have a very special guest on the Shukri Wright Show this morning. And the truth is, it's happening at 10 a.m. And the guest that I do have coming on the show, and it's a big one. For those of you that are baseball fans, you are familiar with there's a new book that just came out that many of you should, in fact, go and check out and give it a read. It's called The Voices of Baseball, and it was written by Kirk McKnight, who's going to be coming on the show at 10 a.m. Eastern to discuss his new book, to promote his new book, and have an opportunity to talk about this incredible book that he's written on the legendary voices of the game. You know, he does an exceptional job talking about the legendary voices and the broadcasters, and some of the greatest baseball broadcasters the sport has ever seen and heard. So he's going to be coming on at 10 a.m. Kirk McKnight, the author of the new book, The Voices of Baseball, he's coming on the show at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. But in the meanwhile, the discussion continues on the Boston Celtics, in which that the Boston Celtics completely crapped themselves at the Garden last night, in which that they lose 119-117, in which that Jason Tatum crapped himself at the foul line prior to the Trae Young pulling up and shooting that cold-blooded three-pointer, which won the game for the Atlanta Hawks. And I think that there's really a bigger issue that I see and that I feel that exists with this team. And it's one that I do believe that there is a reason why that the Boston Celtics, when they are playing their best basketball, when they're playing their best basketball, they are absolutely unbeatable, and they're not beating themselves. When the Celtics lose, it's not really because that the other team is better than them. It's because they beat themselves. Let's just call it for what it really is. The Celtics beat themselves last night. And this is something that has become too much of a common theme for the Celtics team that has aspirations of hanging banner number 18. Do I expect them to be perfect throughout their run for another championship? No. But when there has been issues, when there has been problems, when there has been a sag in play by the Boston Celtics, it's because of the self-inflicted wounds that they have imposed upon themselves. Nothing else and nothing more. And for those of you that are watching this live, this segment live on TikTok Live at Shukri Writes, you're listening and watching the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusserie Farm Radio. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I have a massive crowd right now that is logging into this TikTok Live. I see there's over 300 plus of you, so I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you. So, in continuation with what I'm talking about, the Celtics, it was more than the fact that they blew a 13-point lead. That was really the beginning of my gasket being blown in the last segment. What really also bothers me is Joe Mazzulla. He's not a terrible head coach, but I've talked about this during the regular season where this is an issue in which that for some reason he has these moments where he'll have these either their brain farts or they'll or basically like he won't have the full command of the players. Like case in point, Marcus Smart, Tatum, like Bazula would be drawing up a play and you see a couple of the guys say, okay, we got this. We know what play we're going to run. Like when there's a lack of respect, especially towards the head coach in that regard, oftentimes or not, there is some sort of an underlying issue. And it's not to say that I think that the guys don't respect Joe Mazzulla, because I think they do, but that respect is also undermined by the fact like, okay, you're one of our friends. You're basically one of us and whatnot. Oh, we got this. Like, don't worry about it, coach. We got this. And the question I'll pose to you is, how has that worked? Oh, yeah, they've won 57 games during the regular season, but let's be honest. Those 57 wins during the regular season, they weren't entirely all perfect and all pretty. You know that. I know that. And the thing that amazes me in all of this, when I think about last night's game, is that when you talk about what went wrong for the Celtics, we can talk about Jason Tatum's terrible shooting night, 19 points in all, 1 for 11 from the three-pointer. We can talk about the fact that that Derek White, his initial inbound pass, it was knocked out at what 0.5 seconds left, and as well as the fact that even with the Celtics shooting over 50% from the field, still wasn't good enough. But you had someone who on the other side in Trae Young, who had 38 points, who had 13 assists. And he was 19 of 41, almost 50% from the three-point line. But let me put it to you this way. There is a serious maturity issue with this team that I am officially convinced that it has not been fully resolved yet. It hasn't. I think there is a maturity issue that has me more concerned then I am optimistic that this team can go on a prolonged run. Because even if Milwaukee bows out to the Heat in the first round, which is a very real possibility, by the way, I don't see that mental toughness with this team the way that I saw last night with the Atlanta Hawks on the other side. Despite the fact that the Celtics are clearly the better team, they definitely are the better team in this series. But games like last night reinforce the fact why there is belief that the Celtics will win this series. Maybe they go on to win a championship. But then there's reasons why people do have doubts in this market. For those of you that are in the Boston metro area across New England, there are people that do doubt whether the Celtics will in fact win. Do they doubt whether if they can? No. But will they is another question. Because mental lapses like last night is something that can't happen in the playoffs. Yes, you're going to see amazing things in the NBA playoffs on a nightly basis. It happens. But as I said, when the Celtics lose, it is because they beat themselves. And this is the thing that I also look out, and I want to take out a specific moment in this game that I look at and I say, this is why I am so angry this morning today. This is another reason why. The Celtics, at one point, they were up 111 to 99. There was like a five minutes and 24 seconds, to be exact. And follow me here. They're up 111 to 99 with 5:24 left. And then the Celtics had four freaking turnovers in the final possessions over the final 3 minutes and 26 seconds. Which, oh, by the way, led to the Hawks going on a 12-0 run. This is why I'm so freaking mad. Because another issue that been an issue during the regular season for the Celtics, turnovers. How many times on this program have I talked about the turnovers being an issue for the Boston Celtics? When I do talk Celtics on this program, I've talked about the turnovers by Tatum. I've talked about the turnovers by Smart. I've talked about the turnovers by Brown. I've talked about it being a team issue. Four turnovers in five possessions in the final 3 minutes and 26 seconds. Another reason why they lost the game. And oh, by the way, and it all happened to coincide with the Hawks going on a 12-0 run. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the kind of mistakes that absolutely kills teams in the playoffs. You ain't got to like what I have to say, but I want to tell you the truth. If the Celtics do not clean up their act to with turnovers, if they don't clean up their act and get more of a consistent performance from Tatum, if they don't clean up their act and stop relying on three-pointers, because Tatum was the prime example of what happens when you rely too much on the three-pointer. 1-for-11 from three-point land. You lose. You don't win in the playoffs. Go look across the NBA playoffs. Go look at Denver that just knocked out the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. They can beat you in a variety of different ways. It's not only limited to the three-point shooting. They can beat you inside the post. They can beat you inside the paint. They have a terrific mid-range shooting game. Can you make the same claim for the Celtics? No, I don't think you can. The number to call is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I really should be in a lot better mood, but I'm really not. I'm not. And those of you that have been listening and following me for a while now know that I am someone who is, I'm not overly negative, but I'm not like, wee-wee, everything's going to be A-okay, but like positive. Like, I'm like very down the middle. Today, I'm going to give you the truth, the honest truth. I'm not coming to you with some sort of like agenda or anything like that. No, last night's game should freaking piss you the hell off. And Celtic fans, I really do believe, by and large part, they're pissed, and they should be pissed. It's 9:40 a.m. We got about 20 minutes until our guest comes on the program. For those of you that are not aware, or maybe just tuning into the Sugar Red Show, 91.5 FM WMFO, Kirk McKnight, the author of the new book, The Voices of Baseball, will be joining the show at 10 a.m. to talk about his new book, and as well as we're going to talk about some of the details that are in that book. It's really a phenomenal read. I strongly recommend that you go get the book, check it out, read it, and it's going to be a great topic, a great interview, a rare radio interview on this show. So I look forward to it greatly. So if you're in the Boston area, you can listen on 91.5 WMFO. If you're outside of the radio broadcasting territory, you can listen to the show. Stream it on TuneIn Radio app. Type in WMFO or listen to it on your smart speaker. Let's just say, Alexa, play WMFO. So we are going to take a music break. Coming up next, I have some thoughts on tonight's Game 5. For the Boston Bruins. And this is an interesting game. I'm going to tell you exactly why I think tonight's game is a really interesting game for a number of reasons. That and much more coming up next here on the Sugar Red Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tufts Free Form Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tuss Free Forum Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. I figure because I am filming this segment of the radio program on Twitter Live, that I remind you, for those of that have been listening throughout the show, that I am going to be having a live radio interview at 10 a.m. that I am genuinely very excited for. I'm going to be having Kirk McKnight. He is the author of the new book, The Voices of Baseball, which is a phenomenal book. It's a comprehensive book on some of the greatest announcers in the history of baseball that are covered and documented in this book. So stick around for that. That's coming up at 10 a.m. Eastern. So you do not want to miss it. It's going to be good. Can't wait to have him on. But in the meanwhile, while I still have this window of opportunity, I am going to talk about the Boston Bruins. I spent, let's say, roughly the first 40 minutes combined-ish completely ripping apart the Celtics. And it's definitely warranted. I got a lot more that I want to get to. And we're going to do that after the radio interview. So tonight, the Boston Bruins have an opportunity to do something that the Boston Celtics failed to do. And what was it? Finish an opponent out in game five. Because we've seen time and time again that the Boston Bruins, they've had this killer look about this team all season long. Tonight's going to be a very interesting game for a variety of reasons. First reason is because we have now seen the true nature of this Florida Panther team, who are truly nothing but a bunch of scumbags. And that's probably very unprofessional for me to say, but to hell with that. After watching game four on, what was it, Sunday? Yeah. We can pretty much classify them as a bunch of scumbags. I don't think I'd be entirely wrong in saying that. What I know, Matthew Tkachuk is not to be trusted. We know that this Florida Panther team as a whole is not to be trusted in terms of playing whistle to whistle. And there's a pretty good chance that Bergeron returns tonight. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But based on yesterday's report, I think it's fair to hope and expect that he may return tonight. It's not official yet. That's why I say it is fair to hope and expect that he does return. I hope he does, but I understand if he doesn't either. But that's not the point that I want to make during this segment. The point that I want to make in terms of game five tonight, this is a team that's coming home that's up 3-1 in the series. This is a team in which that, let's face it, the Bruins are a bit banged up right now. I'm pretty sure that there are some bruises that the Bruins have that they may be keeping it internal, most notably with David Krejci. Bergeron, he's on the mend. There's more positive news on Patrice Bergeron's injury front than there is with David Krejci, although he did skate yesterday and whatnot. But if you're the Boston Bruins, you want to finish this tonight. Do not go back down to Florida. Don't. And if anything else, tonight, I want to see the following guys take over the game for the Boston Bruins. I want to see Charlie Coyle really take over. And he's played his ass off over the last couple of games, especially games 3 and 4 down in Florida. But I really want to see him suffocate the Panthers out of their own misery. I want to see Trent Frederick get downright nasty against some of the nastiness that the Panthers have in this team, in Rocco Gudas, and as well as, obviously, Matthew Tkachuk, who we talked about already. And Sam Bennett, he's another guy who I absolutely I've grown to despise during this series as well. Another reason why I definitely would like to see the Bruins close it out, and I think this is an interesting thought. I think it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world if Jeremy Swayman played tonight. I mean, give Linus Omark some rest. And I know the thought would be, if you have a chance to close out a team at home, why not play your best goalie? I mean, you can make the argument for either or. But my thought process is that if you play Swayman, you give Linus Omark a little bit of rest. So if there is a game, I mean, if there is, you can go back to Omark down in Florida, in which, by the way, game six will be on Friday night. So I do think that there are some really interesting aspects of this game, one of which is what will the Bruins do in terms of lineups, in terms of the lines? Because we've seen in the last couple of games, specifically game three, when Jim Montgomery made the changes on the lines, how it's paid off. In game four, he made no changes. Like, you know, we're going to stick with it. I'm curious to see what Jim Montgomery is going to do for game five. Being back on home ice, you got the last change. And that's huge in hockey. So, I wonder, and this was brought up yesterday. I don't remember exactly who brought it up yesterday, but it was on a bigger platform than this one. The chances of Bergeron and Marchand not playing on the same line, that being a possibility, would it be shocking? Yeah. But it wouldn't be like the end of the world, like, oh my God, like, what are they doing? This is a bad idea. No. Because juggling of the lines for the Boston Bruins is clearly has worked. It's worked in their favor so far. And I'm really excited to see how nasty this game is going to get. It's going to be really nasty tonight. And if game four was any sort of preview of the nastiness that has ratcheted up during this series, game five should be a barn burner because the Panthers, they are going to be coming into this game desperate. They don't want to go home. They know that they are basically playing against chance tonight. If the Bruins want to avoid making the same mistake that the Celtics made last night and not closing out their series early in game five, they handle their business tonight. So if you want to call into the program, you can. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program. I only got a couple more minutes left in this segment before I got to wrap it up and get ready for the live interview with Kirk McKnight, who is the author of The Voices of Baseball. Terrific read. That's coming up at 10 a.m. So you're definitely going to want to stick around for that if you're listening on the radio side and whatnot. And lastly, I do have one question, though. And the question that I do want to pose out there is, if the Bruins do wrap it up tonight, if they do, what do you do during the next series in terms of the goaltending? Do you continue to play Linus Omark throughout? Or do you platoon in hopes of keeping a healthy balance between the two? Because you got to think about the fact that this is the most that Linus Omark has ever played in his career. I am a little worried about the wear and tear factor. I am a little concerned about that. But that is the reason why I brought that question up now versus later, because who knows? Maybe the Bruins do wrap it up tonight in game five. Maybe, or maybe it's in game six, but who knows? Just some food for thought to think about. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be a good one. Of course, it's going to be a raucous crowd at TD Garden. We got a phone call here. One second. So for right now, I want to take this quick phone call because we do have a call that came into the show. So I want to turn it over to Morse in Salem, New Hampshire, who wants to talk about the Celtics. You're on the Shook Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFL. What's going on, man?
Hey, enjoying the show. I picked it up off of Twitter and have been listening for the last hour.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
The Celtics foul shooting lost the game for them last night. You know, it's been happening all year.
Oh, yeah.
They cavalier at the foul line. They missed some big foul shots, and then Tatum got that T for nothing.
Yeah.
And then that thing, you know, they're behind.
And it's interesting because that's one of the issues that has come up a lot for this team with, like, the foul shooting. I feel like it's not that they don't take it seriously, but they've gotten too lackadaisical at times. And, again, it cost them last night in a big spot, which is why, like, I'm a big believer in sports. You don't give a team that is on the ropes any sort of hope. You just cannot do that. And my fear is that the Hawks, they feel like they have new life now, that they could go back home and win Game 6 and force a Game 7 back here in Boston. That is my greatest fear and concern. But Morris, thank you so much for calling in, man. I really do appreciate it. I do got a radio interview coming up in a matter of moments. But I appreciate you listening in as well as for calling in as well.
All right, take care.
Yeah, take care, man. So in the meanwhile, we are going to just take a quick break. Coming up next, Kirk McKnight. He is going to be joining the radio program for a live interview here in the Shook Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could